Welcome to the Crochet Business School podcast. I'm your host, Kelly Thomas, and I'm going to help you to make your crochet business dreams a reality, stitch by stitch, without you being chained to your hook and being able to live that lifestyle you've been dreaming of using the power of your crochet. So today, I thought I'd talk to you about monetizing your crocheting business using a podcast. So obviously, I love podcasts, but I use it for teaching about running a crochet business. I don't have one for my crochet pattern business. Although I have played with the idea and it's something I might do in the future. At first thought, a crochet podcast seems like it's not going to work. Crochet is very visual. You can't really teach people how to crochet in a podcast. You can't show your beautiful work. It might seem like it's not going to work, but there's all kinds of things that you can talk about in a crochet podcast. For crocheters, listening to these type of podcasts, they get to learn about new yarns. They get to learn about maybe events going on. They get to learn about what you're doing in crochet. You kind of have to put a bit of yourself in there about what you're doing and maybe what your inspiration is behind your pieces. But there is no reason why you can't have a podcast around crochet. They do exist. Many exist in combination with video, so a vlog type thing. You can publish podcasts on YouTube and have videos go with it. But not everyone wants to be on video. I certainly don't. There is no video of me to go with this podcast. But I can see how a podcast around your crochet could work. You can talk about your week or your month in crochet, what you've made, what you're planning on making. You can talk about the inspiration behind your projects, how you chose your project, how you chose your yarn, how you decided what to make. You can do yarn reviews. You can talk about the different yarns that you tried, how you chose what you chose, about the color ranges, how they feel, the care instructions, and how easy that is. You can talk about different accessories or hooks that you've tried, stitch markers, blocking boards, yarn winders. You can talk about different crochet events you've been to, any craft shows, yarn shows, any meetups with fellow crochet designers, fellow crochet makers. You can talk about upcoming plans, what you plan to make in crochet. And of course, you can talk about yourself and your business. This type of podcast maybe works better with course creators or pattern designers, but if you are selling what you make, there's no reason why you can't do this as well. Podcasts are basically blogs, but spoken. So if you can make a blog out of it, you can make a podcast from it. If you can make a video from it, you can also do it in podcast form as well. It's just that you have to describe the visual rather than showing it. But there is no reason why you can't. And then making your podcast pay, well, you talk about the products you have for sale. You talk about your designs. You talk about your courses. And you tell people where to go to find them. A podcast has show notes. It's that little bit of text that comes underneath the podcast. So in your podcast player, you will find that. And you can put links in there. You can also make sure that your links are short. In most places where you've got listings or blogs, you can change the URL so that it's something nice and short and easy. So for my podcast membership, Hooked on Success membership, I have created a URL that is nice and short and easy for me to say. So you go to crochetbusinessschool.com/success. It's an easy one to remember. and is something that you can easily speak and people can remember it to go to later. You can also make money through affiliate links, so you can recommend products. So if you're talking about yarns, if you're talking about accessories like blocking boards or hooks, you can include affiliate links in your show notes, which you can also speak. And of course, there's ads. So ads in podcast, you either speak them yourself, which is what I do to promote my membership, or you can actually sign up to ad agencies who will insert ads for you. And so you either gain money yourself through the sale of what you're advertising, or you get paid for the ad placement by the ad company. Podcasts are a great way to reach out to your audience, and of when they're hearing your own voice, it gives you a more personal connection than a blog post would. They get to hear you. I mean, if you've been listening to my podcast for a while, you've probably picked up bits and pieces about me through that. You certainly hear more from me through this than you do through any other medium. I'm more active on my podcast than I am on my social media. You hear more of me through here, and it's much easier for me to talk about building a crochet business through podcast form than it is on social media. I find this the best medium for me. Now, setting up a podcast is actually fairly easy to do. All you need is a recording software, you need a microphone, and that is it. When I first started this podcast, I was actually recording it on my phone. I didn't have a proper microphone. I just recorded it on my phone and released it. I did clean up those episodes later because they weren't the best sound quality, but it was a great way for me to try podcasting and see if it worked for me. If you go back to my very, very first episodes, they sound much different to what I'm doing now. It is something that you learn over time. You get better with over time. I've still kept the same format as I did when I first started. Short, bite-sized episodes work for me because I find it difficult to talk for longer than that. And it just means that I can really get into little topics more than if I had a longer episode. And of course, it's much easier to fit these episodes into your day. So this format works for me. But other podcasts, they can go on for an hour. And for their audience, it works for them. It's finding out what ways of doing this work for you and work for your audience. And of course, a lot of podcasts have guests on their episodes. So you can do interview episodes with other crocheters if you wanted, or other people related to the industry. That's another great way to create content for your podcast. But you really only need a place to record and a microphone. There are platforms that provide free or low-cost plans that you can try it out. Buzzsprout and Captivate do that. I've used both platforms in the past. I started on Buzzsprout, I moved to Captivate. And that's nothing against Buzzsprout, it's a really good platform, but I just found that Captivate did what I needed better. But that's my needs, not yours. And the only thing I use on top of that is an editing platform. And that's just to make the sound better. It takes out background noise and it lets me edit out any pauses I make. It also edits out the noise that my dogs make, because unfortunately, sometimes they do like to make themselves known in the background. So having editing software that can remove that noise is... it creates a better sound experience. But it does not cost me a fortune to create this podcast. It doesn't take me massive amount of time either. I can fit it easily into my day and it's something that lasts forever. I can advertise this podcast on different platforms, through my social media, through my newsletters, through Pinterest. And these episodes are here forever. You can go back and listen to my entire back catalogue if you wanted to. And there's well over 100 episodes at this point, so it's going to take a while. But all my episodes are there, and my early ones still get listened to. So is evergreen content something that will be found forever, just like blog, which gives you a real opportunity to connect with your audience for all time. It means that if whatever you're promoting in episode one can still get sales when you get to episode 200, it's still there, still getting listened to. Podcast is the right choice for you. Well, I want to give it a go. It does feel very strange at first to be sitting in a room talking to yourself, essentially, but you get used to it. And if you're worried about having enough content, I would sit down and plan out episodes. How often you release them is up to you. You could release them weekly, every 2 weeks, once a month. But sit down and actually write out the topics for each episode and see what you come up with. If you can write out enough ideas to create a year's worth of episodes, then you've got the ideas. You know this podcast can work. Most podcasts fade out because they run out of content ideas. They run out of something they can talk about to their audience. But if you can plot out a year's worth of episodes, then you've got something that's going to work. Like anything new, if you don't try it, you're not going to know. And you just might find that it's the right option for you. Podcasts generally don't make niche podcasts like this. They're not going to earn you a living, but they can be a great way to bring more people into your business and create customers in the future. They get you discovered. They get people invested into your brand. They build that know, like, and trust factor that is so important in getting customer sales. It's a way to reach out that does not rely on social media. And if you decide to, you know, make it a part of your crochet business, it can work really, really well, but it does need to work in conjunction with something else. You need a product to sell. You cannot just have a crochet podcast and expect that to be your career. There has to be something else behind it. Yes, there are podcasters out there who do make it their living, but it's because they can have such a massive audience. Crochet is less so. It's more niche. Most crocheters do not go looking for a crochet podcast. It's unlikely that you're going to get to that level. You're going to have a product to back it up. So whether it's one of your own, whether it's your patterns, whether it's your crochet courses, whether it's selling what you make, you need something to bring that income in. But your podcast can be an amazing vehicle for that, to reach out to your audience, for them to hear you and find something out about you that makes them want to find out more about what you have to offer. Thank you for joining me for this episode of the Crochet Business School podcast. Stay tuned for more episodes and please subscribe to wherever you listen to your podcast. You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Crochet Business School. Subscribe to the channels because I would love to hear from you and what you're up to in your own crochet business. If you have any questions about creating and growing your own crochet business, please send them my way and I'll answer them in future episodes. So thank you for joining me and I shall see you in the next episode. Bye for now.